Dr. Kayyum dictating January 25th, identifying information. Frederick Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, established patient, vital signs, height 5 feet 8, weight 210, blood pressure 120 by 71, pulse 81 per minute. Chief complaint, I can't take this anymore. My wife is struggling with forgetfulness. It has been very difficult. It's your present illness. Patient's wife has a strong history of Alzheimer's in the family. Over the last 1 or 2 years, she has been showing progressive cognitive decline. This has been very difficult for the patient in coping. He is trying to help compensate, but feels overwhelmed. But feels overwhelmed at times. The family has been supportive during this, but is struggling. Past psychiatric history: patient has prior history of depression and anxiety. Currently had been maintained on clonazepam, but feels that there is a lot breakthrough of symptoms. Alcohol substance abuse history denies use. Appearance appropriate and groomed. Gait and station normal, steady. Epistatus examination reveals a cooperative individual who was oriented to time, place, and person. Speech was seen to be relevant, coherent, and goal-directed with no evidence of any formal thought disorder. Mood at the present time was seen to be dysphoric, depressed, affective, anxious, apprehensive. No perceptual disorders, no delusional thought content. But questions specifically drive any suicidal ideation, intent, or plan. No gross cognitive impairment. Neurological system, no headaches, no neurological symptoms, pupils equal and reacting to light bilaterally. Other systems not examined. Problem number one, recurrent mood disorder. Problem number two, anxiety. Diagnosis, X is 1A, 296.32, X is 1B, 300.02. Treatment plan, continue clonazepam. Number two, restart the venlafaxine, 75 milligrams once a day, to be increased to twice a day after 1 week. Discuss risk-benefit analysis.